Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Chase says, I just want to know where the hell is Forrest Whitley. He's not around, Chase. He's not coming up. I don't know. We've got all kinds of tweets we haven't gotten to. Have you all talked about the new findings of Michael Schwab? Michael Schwab has a video.
You see how many hits it has now that Jared Karabas put it out from Barstool?
Well, I talked to... Michael's DM. He DM'd me the video, and then he DM'd me a better look at it without a cleaner look. And here's the problem is that I don't know who that is.
Oh, they found it.
They did find
people
who it
found
was.
Who it was. It's Yankees. It's go look on his timeline. You can find it. People have done their. They went John Boyne and doing a bunch of research on games and videos, watching games, and they found the at bat. Basically, it's Yankees versus A's. Playoff game, wild card game, is that a big deal?
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
One game playoff game, is that a big deal at all? Or yeah, it's a really big deal. It's a really big deal. If he found it, and it looks like that's the case, you can see the A's pitcher. It is, I believe that is the case. In the still shot of the camera that is being used and being recorded, it's the A's versus. I mean, if that truly is a Yankee, if that's a Yankee employee,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, you don't know if that's a photographer. I mean, that's the problem is that
people are saying things. That camera is not a photographer camera. That camera is one is the official thing of Major League Baseball. And there's still a bunch of supposition until you can put a name on them.
Yeah, that's why I haven't touched it. There's too much supposition. I don't know. There's too much that we don't know about it. To now if it is a Yankee employee and if he is videotaping live. The catcher signals. Although I don't know that's even in is he relaying it in real time or is he just videotaping? Because you can videotape it and then look at it and try to get their signals. But what the Astros did was relayed it live to the hitters. And so if that's not being done, then what?
Right.
Then what's?
I'm just so tired of. I went down the little thread. I was reading them this morning, where people were look. For the last time, the Astros use, it's always the same thing. It's always, this is what Yankees fans have to say now. Okay, here's the big difference. You're not allowed to relay. They were using the replay room and then relaying with trash cans. They're the bad, evil ones. We're fine. There's always cheating in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And there's been cheating in baseball forever. Everyone cheats. The only difference is the Astros are repugnant.
Right.
Because they did this. It's
because they won.
Yeah.
The 80 White Sox were using live camera feeds and relaying it through their scoreboard.
Did they?
They were 70 and 90.
Replay room.
They were 70.
And
no.
Trash cans.
If they were. They were doing. They were live. They were live and using their scoreboard with lights to relay it to the hitter, which is even worse.
No one cared about the 80s anymore.
Listen.
Ask the
no,
fans.
They were
no.
70 and 90, so no one cared. But the Astros won it all.
Yes,
that's
correct.
It.
That's
and
the only difference.
The word that you're not using is egregious.
No, what
everyone else did was not nearly as egregious as what the Astros did.
Why? This is what bothers me. The Astros have admitted what they did was wrong. They were clearly in the wrong.
Yeah, not at first. They were like, screw
well, at
you.
First they didn't say anything.
No, yeah, they did. They were like, screw you, Bregman and Altuve, and it was bad.
What'd they do?
Bregman in the dugout on fan day was like, whatevs. Whatever.
Well, no, he didn't. But he didn't say they didn't.
No,
do it.
He was an a-hole about it.
He didn't say they didn't do it. He just didn't say anything. He was asked questions, and they weren't allowed to talk. By the way, The league said you're not allowed to talk. They weren't allowed to talk. They shouldn't have even put him. That was a bad spot to be in. But they did. They weren't incredulous. Like, we didn't cheat. They never did that.
No, they didn't. We didn't cheat.
Can't find a video that shows the same.
No. You can find Bregman going, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Hell yeah.
Well, he was Bregman Champs. Doing a Bregman. Champs. Altuve didn't.
Yeah. Altuve was in that fan deal too. And not
they couldn't talk. They couldn't say anything.
And then, yeah, no, listen.
They were asked questions about it, and they were allowed to.
PR-wise, it was a disaster.
Well, I'd have just canceled Fan Day. Uh-huh. You know what? I don't even want to do Fan Day. But here's the thing, though. You can say whatever you want. The Astros cheated. They said they cheated. It was wrong. Okay, that's fine. It doesn't change if your squad cheated too. Then they cheated too. Stop trying to differentiate because
no, it's not as egregious.
Game.
Nothing's as egregious, Lance. You're not using egregious is the word. That's not. No one did anything as egregious as the Astros.
Let's get Eddie in here. What's going on, Eddie? How you doing? Is Eddie up?
I can't hear him. Eddie, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I got a question for you about all these cardboard cutouts at all the stadiums that. This wouldn't probably happen at Minute Maid, but at an outdoor stadium, let's suppose a gust of wind blows the cardboard cutout of the fan onto the field to play, and the ball hits the cardboard cutout. Would that be ruled fan interference? Hmm. And if so, would the cardboard cutout be ejected from the ballpark? I'll listen for your answer.
I think this that's a very good question, Eddie. I think that would be fan interference. I think you have to kick out the cardboard cutout.
No, what exactly would you? I think it's.
I'm just automatically calling it ground rule double.
Actually, the ball is still live. If a cardboard cutout does, the wind does blow a cardboard cutout onto the field, the ball hits the cardboard cutout.
Because I doubt they're attached to the. Well,
maybe, well I don't know. They probably are. The they probably are.
Well, maybe it's not.
Maybe if it's windy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not on the field. Maybe the fan, maybe the wind blows the cardboard cutout. To lean over the railing,
into
the field of play.
If it falls onto the railing and the ball hit and the player hits the cardboard,
yeah. What if the ball hits the cardboard cutout? Is that
well? Is the player
to interfere?
Is he inside?
No. Well, let's say the Crawford in right field, wherever, and it interferes with the player's attempt to make a play on the ball when he's trying to pull back a homer. What happens?
These are the tough questions we're willing to ask and answer. And that's what makes us different.
Is it a home
we'll
run?
We'll ask them. We'll answer them.
Is it a home run? Is it an out? What is it?
We don't know. I mean, these are rules that... Has Rob Manfred thought of this?
Well, he didn't even think about the most important thing facing his sport. Of course he didn't think of this.
He probably did think of this and not what's going to happen with teams catching the coronavirus.
He was too busy making sure the cardboard cutouts are too realistic.
Yeah, we've got a protocol in place for the cardboard.
Rob Manfred... Did he make sure that they were – is he gluing them to the seats?
I'm praying that he has protocols in place for the cardboard cutouts. A full-on binder about what happens when a ball hits a cardboard cutout and interferes with an outfielder's chance to make a play. Yeah, I got the answer to this.
Yeah.
Right here.
Hey, guys, let's not talk about the Marlins anymore. What if a cardboard cutout falls onto the field? We've got answers.
Well, hold on a second. So you got the Crawford boxes filled with cardboard cutouts, and you got them down the lines where players can see their family members or whatever. I don't. Okay, stay on this, Lance. But are they planning on, as the year goes on, filling out the whole stadium?
If you keep buying, yeah.
Because right now it's not a. Even though we joke about it, it's not a fact where people.
No, they keep saying during the telecast, if you guys want to, it's $100. It goes to the Astros Foundation. Get your cardboard cutout.
But are they going to populate the whole? Are they planning on populating the whole building?
As many people as will spend $100. I don't. Not that many people did. Although, did you see? Have you guys been watching? Did you watch the Dodger game on Fox where the ball was hit into the stands? A home run was hit, and they had virtual people.
Oh yeah, that's what Fox will be doing for their prime.
That confused
game.
The bleep out of me.
You thought you were watching an old game?
I thought I was watching an old game.
Yeah.
I thought I was watching. I was like, was that a highlight or was that real? What the hell happened there? When dude from the Giants went up against the wall and he made a catch, a diving catch, and he banged his off the wall, and there were people up in the stands and they were moving and stuff. And I was like, well, that's a highlight. Well, wait a minute. When did that happen? What's going on here? Why are they showing that as a real like this is really happening because there's people moving in the stands. And sure enough, I didn't know about this virtual thing.
Do you like it?
No, it's confusing. Stop doing that.
I got to say, man, it was – I've watched the soccer matches. Baseball really was weird with foul balls in the stands and it just hits and it's just dead. And then D. Gordon eventually goes up there and gets it and tries to go return it for a free snow cone. I'm like, no, D, you can't get a free snow cone, okay? It's not Little League. I don't know, it feels like it, but it's
– How much is Major League Baseball saving on baseballs that they don't lose?
I had no idea.
Because they're going right back. Instead of all those fans getting all those foul balls.
But you don't want them in play, do you?
Oh, yeah, they rub them up and put them back in. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because what about when catchers get something they don't like and just throw it?
And guess what they do? Rub it up and it's back in the rotation.
You sure about that?
Yes.
I thought once
you think
out,
they throw them out? No. Hells no.
I thought they sell them or they. I thought there's something that they do with them.
They rub them up.
You
they
sure
put that
about
mud.
That?
They put that dirt from that mud from.
Well, they do it before they.
And
pitch.
You know what they do? Again.
They don't just put more mud on it and say, throw it back in.
Do you think a pitcher. Now think about this.
If it's got a scuff at all, it cannot be in.
Lance, if it hits the dirt,
yeah.
You rub it up and go, and it goes
no,
right back
get,
out there.
If it scuffs, it cannot be in a game because that's an advantage for the pitcher.
Well,
any scuffs.
It's not scuffed if it hits a ball hits the dirt. It's not scuffed. But pitcher doesn't want it. They throw it away. And you know what it does? It goes right back in there.
You know why they throw it away? Because it's an advantage for the pitcher. The pitchers can try to scuff it. They can't. That's why it's a major league standard.
Listen, if that was the case, if the pitcher's got an advantage, he'd go, give me that ball right back.
Oh, no. The pitcher wants the ball. Major League Baseball makes you throw that out. It's done.
That's not the case. The pitcher doesn't want...
A pitcher Lance, wants a scuff
Lance,
baseball.
A ball that hits the ground on a pitch is going to be back in a game at some point.
But maybe, why do you say that?
Because why not?
Because I don't think – I seriously think there's a protocol where it's not. I'll look it up here in a second with my one typing arm, but I'm pretty sure there's a protocol where they throw them out.
No.
Because scuff baseballs cannot be in a game.
Yes.
That's why Mike Scott used to accidentally somehow get them scuffed up.
Well, that's a cut baseball.
Well, no, but the scuff baseball where they would show – no, they would show scuff marks with the – No, they would have.
They'd have a little
Bill
pin
Doran
that
had,
they would. Yeah, a
well,
pin
no,
in there.
I heard there was a cut where there was sandpaper between his second and third finger when they would throw it around the. It's just a quick scrape because what Roger Craig used to show was scuffs in the same place. It causes the air to grab the wind or the air to grab it differently and causes breaking pitches or allows for more movement.
Yeah, a ball in the dirt is not the same thing. A ball that hits the ground is not the same thing.
Only
how many? Wait a minute.
Scuffed.
Okay, hold on a second. A ball that's hit to third base and hits in the dirt and the third baseman throws it to first. That ball is still in play and the pitcher uses it. It just hit the ground. Why is a ball that the pitcher throws that hits the ground now all totally unacceptable?
Well, we've seen umpires before look at baseballs to see if they're scuffed.
As soon as the hits the ground, the catcher throws it away.
All right, that's it. We need an umpire, not Satch Davidson, but if there's any professional major league umpires or little league umpires who can answer this,
dude,
and also
a crown ball to third is still in play. Why would a pitch that hits the ground not be still? The ball is used
once
again.
It's found to be scuffed. The pitcher can.
It's not scuffed if it hits the ground.
I didn't say a hit is not going to scuff it.
It hit the ground in the dirt at third base.
Watch, you're going to have somebody call in one day. An umpire is going to call in and tell you.
814 ESPN. John Clay Wolf is here with us on ESPN 90s. You see what we talk about here, John Clay Wolf?
I do. Y'all sound like a bunch of catty old Yankee mm-hmm. women, like coffee talk on Saturday Night Live, bitching back and forth about nothing.
I'm verklempt right here.
I've got a question for you, a direct question.
All right.
Will there be D1 college ball this season?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Because I've got a friend that is in the system pretty deep, and he says no. And I'm confused.
Deep.
But I'll bet you a lot amount of money. I mean, yeah, he's very convinced of it.
All right. Every coach. I've just had Tom Herman. I had Matt Wells on, the coach of Texas Tech, last night. And everyone is convinced. They're talking to the ADs. Everyone is convinced that there will be football. They've already moved the Missouri State Oklahoma game up as opposed to back. They moved it into August. There will be football this fall.
Good.
Absolutely. Yep.
What about Bama's first game that got pinched off because somebody canceled them? Did they match up with TCU, or do you know?
Oklahoma State is looking at them. I don't. There's nothing is finalized, but I know the AD over at Oklahoma State, and they're talking. They're trying to get that done. So we'll see. It's not going to be nearly as much, though. It's not going to be nearly the payday because there's not going to be fans. Jerry's World can't just pay as much as they normally would. Sure. So that'll be a deterrent, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Yep.
Well, let's just skip the whole give me the VIN thing. If they don't know by now that this is the best place to sell their car, then they don't deserve to have it.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. Sell your car to John Clay Wolf. I'm going to. I'm getting my daughter's car ready. I'm going to sell it to you, right?
But and you remember, just have her take all of her stuff on up to D.C. and then sell it to us once she gets to D.C. and we'll pick it up from our... We have an office an hour and a half from D.C. and we have a whole other auction operation in Pennsylvania.
Totally.
And, so we'll just do it up there. And I'm actually going to California. I'm going to go to Denver, I think, Friday and do the show from Denver. And then go to L.A. next week and start setting up shop for GM, Give Me the VIN, California.
Sweet. Bring back some weed.
I will. I want to.
All
good
right.
For you and the kids.
Bye. John Clay Wolf, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Look at all the players, football players that are opting out already. So, Stephon Tuitt says he will not kneel, right? He's not going to kneel, but there are how many guys? Dante Hightower is opting out.
Wait. Tuitt not going to kneel. That's why he's opting out.
No. He's not opting out. He's just not kneeling, right?
Yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm not kneeling. I don't care what anyone says.
He's on a different deal. Dante Hightower's opting out.
Right.
Marcus Cannon is opting out. Chance Warmack is opting out. By the way, big ups to Kyrie Irving for the. He's given $1.5 million to the WNBA players that have opted out, and he's that for those ladies because they're. They're not getting paid all that. And so Kyrie Irving stepped up and he said, you know what? I'll give them $1.5 million.
Frankly, Kyrie Irving needs some good. He needs a good story, a good media, some kind of good, some propaganda in his favor because he's just been. I mean, it's been a bad couple years for him.
Yeah.
Just starting back, forget even the flat earth weird stuff that he did, just dating back to the Celtics. Where he just kind of turned that, knocked that up-and-coming team into a little bit of turmoil.
It was a bad move for him because they found out, first of all, that they were a better team without him on the floor. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals without him, and it turned out that it was a pretty good team. And then when he came back the next year, he was too disruptive, and it was just chemistry was just awful. And then all the – is he a dinosaur guy? Is he a? There were no dinosaurs.
I don't know what the flat Earth, stuff, the flat Earth thing. He was
no. He's been a dinosaur guy too,
isn't he?
He's been. I don't even know if there's even been dinosaurs and like he's yeah. Kyrie's been on some, and he even admitted. And
was he a moonwalk guy too? Was he
probably? He's admitted that YouTube got him. Like he's easily fooled by YouTube videos.
Well, Kyrie's not alone. JJ Redick apparently is a did dinosaurs exist thing. He goes, I think it's good to question a lot of things. I'm not entirely convinced that dinosaurs existed.
That's good for you, JJ Redick. You can join the YouTube club.
Nah, he's got a podcast to talk about stuff like that. He didn't have to go on YouTube.
I just think it's good to question some of these things. Fossils?
You weren't there.
You're questioning
none of us were,
fossils?
So we don't
were
know.
You?
Yeah. We don't know. But what about the Field Museum in Chicago that has all the dinosaur fossils?
Oh, you don't know that they were built?
Who don't know that maybe they were created?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those bones were created.
And maybe they were built and then they were stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, you
that's
know
true.
You know where you could look? In Egypt.
Yeah.
You can find it. Probably find some in Egypt. Oh, were you at the moonwalk too? Were you there?
Was it when, me. He's the one
when Neil Armstrong or whoever it was walked on the moon? No.
I wasn't there.
Okay, so do you know that it's true?
Could have been that lot on Fox. I've seen that on a YouTube video that it actually was just a lot on the Fox lot.
Yeah.
That it was or it was MGM Studios lot where so I was able to find that out
you don't
on
know.
YouTube. I found out a lot of great stuff on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
That information is out there. Alex Jones had some really interesting Sandy Hook information that you know, that was allowed to just sit out there on YouTube for way too long. And people said, "Well, Alex said it, dumbass." What? I guess YouTube conspiracy theorists are really a problem.
I didn't know
they're really a problem.
I didn't know that my son was filming or videotaping my conversation with my daughter about Pizzagate. And
what did you have to explain?
I just said, all I kept saying was, please don't say this to anyone else, Frankie. Don't ever say this to anyone else.
I have to watch Drake and Alec, my two oldest boys. I have to watch him because I can tell Drake is like, I'm like, where are you getting that from? Like every once in a while he'll say, well, on the Joe Rogan podcast, and Joe's all right. I mean, Joe is actually, his podcast is tremendous.
Is it?
He can go 4 hours with someone. Like usually it goes in the neighborhood of 2 hours. I don't listen to it regularly at all, but I've heard some and I'm like, Joe's pretty good. But Joe will also run some, he'll run a little bit of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's moving here. You better watch yourself. He's moving here.
He'll run a little conspiracy game at you. Then Alec was saying some stuff. I'm like, it was more sports conspiracy theories. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have the YouTube. I don't have the birds and the bees talk. I have to have the conspiracy on YouTube talk.
Mm.
The conspiracy theories on YouTube talk. Okay, son, let me address some of these heads on. Okay,
just send them
you
to
had
Snopes.
The Pizzagate. That was
send them to Snopes.
Well, unfortunately, they found that there's some Snopes stuff that is incorrect. I was hoping it was always just going to be, you know, that no one could ever bust Snopes, because I think Snopes for the most part that I've ever seen has had information and then they cite where the information cracks down on the bad, you know, the bad email forwards that are getting out there. But you've got to have the information cited. Here's the problem with more and more information news organizations really just going kind of opinion based. We're having fewer and fewer instances of cited information and actual news because everything is an op-ed now.
Yeah.
Like everything's an op-ed.
Right. It's an opinion as
Do
opposed to.
You know, there's a theory that doesn't your daughter work for like Steve Scalise?
Yep.
There's a theory that apparently he was involved in a shooting.
In the softball shooting.
Yeah.
Remember?
Apparently people
it was
think,
huge.
People think it was an assassination attempt on his life because of Pizzagate. Not that he was involved in it, but because he's trying to stop it.
He was trying to stop Pizzagate, so
people tried to take him.
Tried
out.
To kill him.
Yeah. So maybe that's where Frankie's.
Can you let Frankie know about that? So she can get on that too.
Well, no, I can't tell Frankie that because if he tried to
case.
Stop. Well, no, actually. That'll no, she would
case.
Love him. She would love him because he tried to stop Pizzagate.
Yeah, so maybe that's floating around in that office.
Don't
maybe
tell
that's
her
where she learned it.
I gotta. Yeah. Oh no, I can't tell her.
Don't
that.
Tell her because that's going to strengthen her resolve.
No. And she'll go up to him and say, "I'm so proud. You're my hero. You tried to stop Pizzagate." And he'll go, "What?"
Or he'll be like, "Thank you. Thank you for
did
acknowledging what I
did." Did you see the video of
the
guy with the gun, the armed guy who went in and charged into that pizza place and started like cracking stuff open, looking for the children? And they're like, oh, everyone's freaking out because the guy's got a gun. They're like, where are they? What?
The children? Oh, my gosh.
Where are they? Where are you keeping them? What, the gluten-free dough? No, the kids. He started, here's where they are. And you open it up, and it's like Wi-Fi stuff and routers. It's a small closet. And then he got, I saw the whole video because it was on body cam stuff, and he did a video like, I'm going to Pizzagate or wherever this place was, and I'm going to go rescue these kids. It ended with him having to walk backwards while police had guns trained on him, and he had to lay down like, what are you doing? I was coming to help children because of the Pizzagate.
Sir, this is a pizza parlor.
Yeah,
there's marinara back there.
What are you talking about?
Not young children.
I thought there was people. I saw on YouTube there was kids in there. I saw it on YouTube.
Well,
there's
no.
There's a meatball and some marinara.
Yeah, our president is involved because he said 55,000 pizzas once or something. I don't know. So President Obama.
Well, did you
President
see?
Obama's in the middle of it. He
no,
and,
no, no. Did
he
you
and
see?
His is he and his husband Michael.
Is that what Frankie said?
Yes.
He and his husband Michael.
Because one time he said me and Michael, and so
Michelle?
That Michelle is really a man.
Oh, that, and they just
this Frankie.
It could have literally been a correct of a voice yeah, correct, he, Or
No. He was giving a speech, and he said,
oh,
Michael.
Oh, he said it. Okay. Yeah.
Does well, that Frankie just spend a lot of time on 4chan?
Don't put her on 4chan.
She might already be on it.
Like 8chan.
I don't know what that is.
Don't ask her about it. You don't want to know if she does.
Forum where conspiracy
just
theories
no.
run
oh,
rampant.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
No.
I'm certain she is.
There are other things on it, too, that she should probably avoid as well. But 4chan, you into conspiracies, you can go on 4chan. They'll foster your belief in that stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. That might be her.
I would.
When she turns on her computer, there that it pops up.
The problem with 4chan is there's a lot of other ugly stuff, so she probably is not there.
Oh, I don't know.
But maybe Reddit is her thing. Who knows?
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably Reddit.
I would hope so. If there's ugly things on there, then yeah.
Yeah, it might more than likely.
There's a lot of white
supremacists. You never know about Frankie.
White supremacist movement. Was it 4chan or 8chan that it kind of started on?
It's both, really.
Oh, 827 ESPN 973-780-3776. I thought Woj was suspended. What's he doing there?
It's 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been.
He should have been suspended for a year.
There's a conspiracy theory about your beard right now.
Is there? What is it?
That it's a beard.
Oh,
it's covering something else up.
That at least Wendy doesn't have one. Right.
I don't know what that means.
She's,
I feel like
that
I need
she's
to get
my
the
beard.
Gavel, but
she's. Yeah. That she's my beard.
Well, she's your beard at home. That's your beard at work.
I don't know what that means. 828 ESPN 97.5.
Exactly. They don't want you to know what that means.
Pizzagate.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
CBS put out a questions for every NFL team. The Texans is pretty obvious. How do you replace DeAndre Hopkins? You know, I think that there's a chance that they could be better. We'll see. If he can trust, if Deshaun will throw on time, if Deshaun end up trusting somebody, be it Randall Cobb, although Randall Cobb had a bunch of drops last year on Dak, so that may hurt him. Is if Will Fuller can stay healthy, blah 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 blah. How much will David Johnson be used and Duke Johnson be used in the passing game? I think that they will be used more. That could pick it up. But I think the combination of Cooks and Cobb could pick up that slack. We'll see. Does Derrick Henry get involved in the passing game is a good question. He's made big plays in the screen game before, but he has more than 3 targets in a game just once in his NFL career.
There's no reason to.
Well,
I mean, he's just a leak out option. Like, he's not out in routes. He just
leaks out. They've got a couple of good receivers now. You know,
yeah,
but
Davis and AJ,
but those guys
and tight ends.
Well, don't you want to get Derrick Henry the ball as much as possible?
Well, I mean, here's the question I would ask.
And actually, if you get him the ball in space as a receiver, isn't that better than him pounding game in
a
game?
But he's not a route runner. Like, he's just all he does is leak
swing.
Out. Everything is swing,
yeah.
Swing options. So to me, that's where. He's going to take such a pounding that if I want to throw to him, I'll throw to him on a couple if he's the last check down option. Who is their second running back right now? I'm trying to remember who the Tennessee Titans' second back is.
Do they even remember? Do they even have one?
Let me see who their second back is. because that's what you want your second back to do is take some. You want somebody who can actually get in routes and be somebody who's difficult to cover. Their second running back is, it's no wonder it's Darrington Evans from App State, who's a rookie. Then Dalen Dawkins, who I've never heard of. Kari Blasingame, who was a free agent, an undrafted free agent. Like, they don't really have one. Sonoris Perry, Cameron Scarlett.
Well, would you want to be a running back behind?
They have no running backs.
Well, would you want to be a running back behind Derrick Henry?
No, but this kid, Darrington Evans, is the perfect one because he is nothing like.
Yeah.
He's a pass catcher, he's a slasher. He is literally a completely different look when he comes in a game. than what the defense will have seen. He's going to move faster. He will get to spots quicker. He'll be more of a slasher instead of a bowling ball. I mean, he is a complete change of pace running back. But he's also a rookie. So, I mean, I guess he's going to get a ton of action unless they start throwing the ball to Derrick Henry. We'll see.
Does Josh Jacobs get more passing work?
Yes, Josh Jacobs is an excellent wide receiver. He got a lot last year. How many targets did Josh Jacobs have?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he did.
Great rushing talent, but that's only so valuable. This is from a fantasy standpoint.
Well, yeah, I get that. Well, Josh Jacobs' targets last year, 27. He'll have way more. Josh Jacobs will have a minimum of
get that 45
to 50 catches.
Get that guy the ball.
He'll have a minute. He was a really good pass catcher and route runner in college. They used him in packages as a pass catcher from the slot. So I think, well, they would send him in motion, but I think Josh Jacobs is going to be one of the most valuable running backs in fantasy football this year, easily. Because they're going to, he had 1,150 yards as a rusher, as a rookie. He's gonna get you a minimum of 40 catches.
How many touchdowns did he have?
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
How quickly can Jonathan Taylor push the vets?
Quickly.
I think so, too.
Quickly. But I don't know what the, I don't know how the, did you see Phillip Rivers already wearing T-shirts that say, he was made for Indiana. He's already wearing Hickory T-shirts.
Is he?
Yeah, like, man, this is my kind of place. This is great. Hickory basketball, man. This is a great, great town for me. I mean, it's made for him. Small town, farm value type of place. He's from Alabama originally, went to NC State.
Yeah.
Was out at San Diego, which didn't make any sense, and then LA, which didn't, that's just where he plays. But
he still lived in San Diego and drove up every day, didn't he?
He was drafted by New York. I think the New Yorkers would have loved Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
I think New Yorkers
country comes to town.
Loved, yeah. That whole, I'm like, man, there's something charming about him. And you guys, all you ever say around here, right, is that I got to somehow get down to watch those musicals or plays or whatever you have. Man, I got a daggone musical every time I step in my car. I just turn the radio on and listen to Kenny Chesney. I don't need to go down and watch guys dress up and do their fancy little girl dances and jump around and twirl around, you know, in the middle of traffic with a bunch of prostitutes and all that stuff down there. Like, well, that was like in the 70s where there's more prostitution down. And we hadn't had that for quite some time.
I know.
Yeah, whatever.
You don't know that.
Like Phillip Rivers. Post 9/11, Phillip Rivers, because he was 2004, is the hero New York would have needed. They think they needed Eli and couldn't have been a more boring. I don't know that a more boring quarterback has ever existed other than maybe Tom Savage. Matt Schaub.
Well, now there. Droopy dog.
But Eli Manning has...
Name
in one New Super York. Bowl... Name a Super Bowl winner that is more boring than
Brad
Eli
Johnson.
Manning.
Oh, Brad Johnson.
That's a pretty good name.
That's a good one.
I don't know that it's a winner, though.
At least Eli makes faces. We always got that.
Yeah, not on purpose.
But still.
Yeah, but have you ever heard Brad Johnson even talk?
Exactly. It's Brad Johnson. He's boring.
Eli's been
there
forever.
He's the most nondescript Super Bowl winning quarterback, maybe of all time. Maybe
because
he
didn't really start
Jeff Ostetler.
I gotta say, I'm guessing what you see is what you get with Brad Johnson.
Yeah, Jeff, you can throw.
Let me
Jeff.
See if I can find
Earl Morrill.
Did he win? Didn't Greasy?
Yeah,
win
he
that
won
one?
One. He won one.
With who?
He won one with Baltimore.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna see if there's any kind of videos of Brad Johnson. Like any TikTok videos. Like maybe he's opened up a TikTok thing during quarantine and he and his daughter or his sons do dances or something.
What?
No, what?
I mean, it's a long shot.
Yeah, a very long shot.
Yeah, I can't find anything on Brad Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Well, he won three. Earl Morrill won three.
As a starter?
5, 7, and 8.
Is there a Brad Johnson cameo?
No. How
about Earl Morrill's 161 touchdowns, 148 interceptions? How's that ratio?
Well, it's probably great for back then.
For then, yeah. How about that?
I don't think you can top my Brad Johnson, Lance, as far as modern day boring quarterbacks.
I think Eli is more, but you're
no
right.
Way.
That's a pretty tough one.
I don't. Eli. I'm going to go with Eli. If you're going to say boring, I got to go with Eli.
Eli's not boring.
Oh, what?
Eli's not boring.
Eli's not boring?
He's hella boring. You're just saying he makes faces.
He's got a face that people can take shots at. Eli brings something to the table.
That's not an activity.
Yes, it is. You're making fun of his face. For us, it's an activity.
That's actually just called bullying.
That's fine. And you know what? People love bullying on social media. What has Brad Johnson ever done?
No, bullying's bad, remember?
Oh, bullying. That's what
I thought we were.
Oh, we're done.
Well, aren't we anti-bullying?
This is 2020.
And?
We're not bullying.
We still bully NFL players. Media does bully. What are you talking about?
Social media is anti-bullying, and then they bully a lot.
Can you remember Brad Johnson moment?
Yeah, he completed
22 and 6.
He completed his 12-yard out route on a 3rd and 10. Which
22 and 6.
Yeah, exactly. You're bringing up Brad Johnson's the most boring Super Bowl winner of all time. You can't even think of anything about Brad Johnson.
Yeah, but Eli Manning has been here forever, and he's still boring. He's had lots of moments to break out of it.
And how much TV time has he gotten and bored you?
He gets a ton of TV time.
There's zero TV time for Brad Johnson.
His brother does $100 million of advertising a year, Dell. And he's like...
Eli does commercials.
Eli was in New York and couldn't even get an ad.
Eli's been in commercials, right?
ESPN, where he kicks his brother from behind. Yeah, kicks him from behind.
That's a commercial for ESPN.
And did you enjoy that?
That's a commercial for Peyton.
But did you enjoy Eli in that?
No.
Yes, you did.
Hold on. He played in New York. Name his commercials. He played in New York and won 2 Super Bowls. Name his commercials.
I can't even name Peyton's.
That's impossible to win
them.
2 Super Bowls.
Wasn't he on a DirecTV?
Because Peyton probably got him on. I'm not going to keep doing this unless y'all get him on.
He was in an Odell Beckham Super Bowl commercial that aired during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, because somebody had to throw Odell the ball.
But Brad Johnson's in no commercials. Brad Johnson's the most nondescript Super Bowl winner of all time.
All right, let me ask you something. Who would you rather get a cameo from?
You just hate
two-time
him.
Two-time Super Bowl award winning.
I don't care so much.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Actually, he never beat us, so I don't really care.
Who would you rather get a cameo from? Two-time Super Bowl winner and presumed Hall of Famer, which to me is a disgrace to the Hall. Eli Manning or Coach Jason Brown from Netflix?
Oh, Jason Brown, this is different. You can't compare him to Jason Brown. There are not many people I want.
Jason Brown's just $40 on Cameo.
Of course.
I'd much rather have him.
Well,
are you back on Cameo?
Yeah, I'm back on Cameo.
Oh, crap.
Do you have any idea how much it costs to get a Mike Vick?
Opting out. Mike Vick
basically just is telling you, I don't want to do this, but if you want to pay me something stupid.
Look at these guys. Hightower, Bolden, Cannon, Vitale, Torrent, Brantley. There's like a 10 guys NFL that are offense. Opting out this year.
Oh, it'll go into the 30s.
Yeah.
It's going to go into the 30s easily, yeah.
Wow.
Ain't going to change. Right. You can't not play.
That's all right. Guys will step up. That's all. See ya. You don't want to play? Okay. Then no, you don't get paid either. How's that? What are they getting paid? They're getting paid like...
$125,000,
right? That's it?
Well, so what I heard is it has to be COVID related. If you're just opting out health related, if not, yeah. I think you can get 125.
If you're high risk.
150, right? 150. If you're high risk, you're 300. Isn't that what it is? Because I think I heard that if you are somebody who is at risk, you can opt out and get the 300. I think if you opt out and you're not at risk, I think you might get 150.
Cannon opting out because Tom Brady's not there anymore.
Or maybe. Well, no. Didn't he? What did Marcus Cannon have? Didn't he have to overcome something?
Did he?
Yeah, he had cancer.
Yeah.
So oh,
maybe.
Yeah, he's a cancer survivor.
Good for him. Beat it. Don't come in.
He's a cancer survivor. Well, I don't know if I'd say beat it.
Don't come in. We don't want you here.
No, you said what? That's not how you talk about cancer survivors.
Yes. We don't. You know what? You're not welcome.
No,
here.
We're glad you're.
You're not welcome here.
No, that is not the way we address cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. Hit the gavel. What's the matter with you?
Yeah. What am I doing? This whole damn court is out of order.
Beat it. You're not wanted here.
No, we don't want. We want you to stay healthy.
That's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said.
No, it's not.
Beat it. 843 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Come in.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Bucky Brooks put out his 10 best rookies from last year. Kyler Murray was number one. Nick Bosa, Josh Allen from the Jags, A.J. Brown, he's really good, Devin Bush, Eric McCoy, Josh Jacobs, Terry McLaurin, Darnell Savage, and Jeffrey Simmons. You think Kyler wins this year?
What do you mean win? What
will they finish with a winning record?
No, I don't believe that happens.
He thinks he could eclipse 3,500 passing yards and 500 rushing yards.
They're, as it stands, the third best team in that division, or actually the fourth best. I mean, the Rams would have to fall off a little bit, and they would have to take another step to be better than any team in that division. So let's say I believe they're going to be the fourth place team in that division. Does a fourth place team win 9 games?
You think they're the fourth best?
I think
the Rams might be the last team in the division.
I don't think they're better than the Rams yet. I don't think so. There's still plenty of talent on that team.
He's pretty dynamic. If Cliff can get the most out of him.
Well, Cliff's had that issue, even with dynamic quarterbacks, of creating a winning team.
I'm going to go there and win it. They're going to win 9-7. They're going to win games they shouldn't.
I think that division's too strong for them. They ain't ready yet. I'll take every other team in that division over them.
Even the Rams?
Yeah. Why would the Rams? How many games did the Cardinals win last year? Didn't they have a top 10 pick? And the Rams still won 9 games last year.
Yeah, but.
And I don't. Well, why? Look, I know Cliff's been on the show, and shout out to Cliff, but why would I have faith that Cliff Kingsbury is going to have a big jump? He's never done that in his career before.
No, that is kind of true. He's had some good core.
Yeah.
He had Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, and didn't win. Now, their defense has always been atrocious, and they certainly put up a lot of points in at Tech. But I'll wait before I say Cliff's going to have a winner on the NFL level, because I didn't see it at the college level.
I did a virtual interview with Matt Wells last night. You can find it on the touchdownclub.org, you Texas Tech fans, if you want to hear. He breaks down the whole team for us and talked a lot of stuff, about 40 minutes. So if you want to go see that, touchdownclub.org, you Red Raider fans. And I didn't get the feeling. He kind of said it. We got a little ways to go with the roster. He wanted more size. He needed more athletic. Now, he did inherit Jordan Brooks, who was pretty good. Good enough to be a first-round pick. And he was all over the field last year. But he thinks that they could be better at the linebacker spot. What he's doing is he's getting a lot of transfers. He's using the transfer portal. That is the way to get good in a hurry. Look what Sonny Dykes did at SMU. I mean, he brought in a bunch of transfers. Dana's brought in a bunch of transfers. You're going to see improvement in a hurry. Texas Tech is still pretty young in a lot of places, but he's filling that in with some veteran guys and guys that were JUCOs that were just there a year, he said. So they'll have 3 years left of eligibility. And he's got some graduate transfers. So,
are they at the premium positions now? I know it's not the quarterback. Do they have pass? Or is he bringing in pass rushers, DBs? Because that's
needed. Yes, he's brought in. He's got running backs. He's got wide receivers. He's doing it everywhere.
Well, the running back wide receiver, Tech has never had an issue with that. Do they have guys who can get after the passer? Like guys who have done it on the college level who just didn't work out another place? Because that'll change their defense in a hurry.
In a hurry. And I asked him, how do you change the culture from a place that's all offense and been all offense since Leach got there? And, you know, he just hard work and blah, blah, blah. But
you had him yesterday?
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I like what I've seen. I don't know him. I just like the coaching. I like what Utah State did. I like what he did there. And to me, that's the Gonzaga model in basketball, where you can find guys like that who are really good football coaches. Chris Peterson, obviously, is the obvious one, who took his success from Boise State and I think had some in Washington where they had success before. But to me, getting Wells to go to Texas Tech was like I thought it was a fantastic hire.
And he, from what I gathered from him, he loves it. He said,
yeah, you can
he
get
said
a free-
during the thing, he said, I was talking to my wife last night, and I said, I'm going to do a virtual thing with Houston, and we're going to, he said, can you believe in your wildest dreams that I'm the Texas Tech? No, that I'm the Texas Tech head coach.
Can you believe in your wildest dreams that we would ever make it to Lubbock?
Yeah.
Where I can eat a 72-ounce steak, a shrimp cocktail, a baked potato, and bread and butter, and I will get it for in a salad, and I get it for free if I can eat it all? I never thought this would happen, honey. I never thought we would be in a place where you would get a free meal if you could eat a 72-ounce steak, shrimp cocktail, a salad, bread. And, you know, when we drove to Colorado, we drove through Amarillo. That's not in Lubbock. It's in Amarillo. But that steak place, it's a real thing. If you eat a 72-ounce steak.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
that's a lot of places.
Well, they started having too many people who could do it.
Because
then they started having, like, who did five of these in one sitting? So then they changed it up. They said, okay, we're going to change the game up. Now you got to eat a whole shrimp cocktail, a salad, a baked potato. Like, they threw a lot more in the mix now. Now it's not just the steak.
Now it's just gluttony.
Snacks just they want you to hurt. If you're going to go for that and take their money, they want you to vomit.
Well, yeah. Or they don't want you to finish and
Snacks
then give me my money.
So pissed that he couldn't do that challenge. Like, a little kid can't get there with that. But he wanted that challenge so bad. He wanted to eat 72 ounces worth of steak. He didn't care about shrimp cocktail.
He doesn't understand what 72 ounces worth of steak will do to you.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
That just sits on
he
your...
He ate pork belly the other day. Chris Soles made some pork belly for us, and I brought a piece. And, you know, pork belly is, that's a lot of fat. And he just thought this was like, this is incredible. He was so excited to get all that bacon. It's like just big bacon that's been cooked for 5 hours. It was really good too. Souls did a good job on it. But Snacks just wants
as much. Did you tell him how you make your pork belly?
I don't make pork belly.
You don't?
I'm into he's already asked if I
could. Glad they avoided that conversation.
Did you tell him how you make your brisket?
I took them outside and let them see some stuff. Like, look guys, this is gonna be reverse sear steak. Yesterday, guess what I did? Sous vide pork tenderloin was great. I'm sitting there with one arm just
I don't know what that means. Sous vide
is not a pit master. That's why
you just cook it in a water bath. Basically, you basically zip. It's not Ziploc. You take all the air out of a bag. You know, you freezer lock
cryo,
it. And you have something that just heats the water to 140, 150 degrees, and you sit there and let it cook in that the water's not actually touching it, but it stays low and slow. It's just like you'd be smoking it low and slow. And so after an hour, you pull out the pork tenderloin, you just sear it at the very end, and it's unbelievably tender. It's super easy. You just need a container that you put some water in. It costs $99 to get the sous vide machine. It's a game changer. You can do, I just do pork tenderloins, but you could do steaks on it if you want. I don't know that there's a reason. It's beef tenderloin is the most tender thing you can possibly have. Chicken, I use it just for chicken and pork tenderloin. Because chicken is easy to kind of dry out.
Chicken on the grill. Low, slow for about an hour.
Just kind of medium to medium rare?
No.
Oh.
Man.
Breast, I don't like chicken breasts and wings.
Yeah, I don't like chicken medium rare.
No, it's not medium rare. About an hour on the grill.
Medium rare chicken?
That's really...
What?
That's really,
how would you like your chicken cooked, sir?
Well done.
No
one asks
well.
How you want your chicken cooked.
That's what I think they should start asking that. And now, would you like your chicken? Cooked
all the way through. Yeah. Thank you.
Please.
Can you believe there's a time when our parents used to take pork chop and just cook the living piss out of it because they were worried everyone was going to get worms and die?
Mm-hmm.
Like internal temp, 250. This is really dry pork chops, Mom. This is how they're supposed to taste.
Can
so
I
you
some
don't
water?
Get the worms.
I need some water.
I know. This is steaks for the pork chops. Can I get some more barbecue sauce on it or something?
If your pork chop wasn't pretty much unrecognizable as pork because of all the breading on it.
They thought it was.
I don't know what you're doing because that's how I grew up.
Oh, yeah. You just fry the dog turds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how you get it. You keep it like you keep the flavor in it.
Yeah.
Try baking it. Try some baked pork chops where the whole process, baking is basically dehydrating anyway.
What is that?
No, I'm just saying you're basically dehydrating. Well, you go smothered in that case because that's when... Food from the 70s, food from the 80s. You go with cream of mushroom soup.
That's right.
Cream of mushroom soup makes everything better. That's
right. You throw it on everything.
You're baking pork.
What do you got there? Oh, good. It's going to make some chicken. Why don't you fire some cream mushroom soup on that?
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
I'm not gonna lie. Well, what do you? Well, what about smothered though? Smothered's not a white people invention. What about smothered pork chops? It may not be.
What about fried pork? Never had a smothered fried pork chop. Never had a smothered pork chop.
That's because you're not Southern.
Put it on a skillet.
That's because you're not Southern.
Put a pork chop on a skillet.
Yeah,
we good.
Man,
we good. I don't know what you're talking
now
about.
Now the pork
I slow
chops
cook
are allowed to be
salt and pepper
like,
on the grill.
Oh, pork chops on a grill are
it was
great.
Awesome,
especially now that you know that you don't have to cook them to the internal temperature of the sun. Like, all right, guys, we were off on that pork chop. You can have it a lot lower.
Yeah,
you can actually have a medium. Like, you don't even have to. You can have
Soli's
a medium
pork belly. Have a crispy skin.
Yeah.
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 That's the best.
Put something like something that's got a little sweetness, a little caramelized also. Huh. Yeah. It's got a lot of fat, though. That's pork belly by nature.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Too bad, so sad.
Yeah. Snacks
keto.
Will eat it.
It's keto, Dell. Your body feeds off.
Why are you talking to me?
I'm telling you how to do keto. Why you just eat a bunch of pork belly?
I'm not the one who's
healthy.
Who has an issue with you eating pork belly? I don't care.
Keto.
What you eat? Digging on all that swine. I don't care.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Fried Pork Chops.
That's the joke, Lance. I know. Yeah, I know. I get it.
I don't dig on swine.
Yes, you do.
You dig it the most.
You dig on all that swine.
Yeah, I'll dig on swine. Mm. As a matter of fact, everything's better.
I love
with,
pig.
Name a time where bacon hasn't made something better.
No, it's always.
I put bacon on everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
857 ESPN 97.5. That was a jab at you, Del.
What?
That was a jab.
Sight jab, maybe. You know, sight jab, here's a great thing about sight jab. Sight jab won't put up with your terrible websites. They're not going to put up with your awful websites that you have where you're like, well, I made this in 2011. Well, you made it? Did you know what you were doing? No, I read up on some things and I did something and yeah, great, great. SiteJab's been doing this for 2 decades. For 2 decades, SiteJab has been making websites and maybe they would have made a website similar in 2011. Here's the thing. They don't shine shoes no more. So every single year, they're adding new technology and they're adding the latest and greatest into their building of the websites. And for some of you, you need a brand new website. They can do that in 3 to 6 weeks. So that's the good news. For others, you just need something that's really updated. And what they can do is they can remodel your website so that your customers on small to medium sized businesses can see and experience your website in such a way that they're more likely to follow through on the process of reaching out to you to get your business and to offer you their business. Make sure that you have SiteJab take a look at your site. And once again, they can customize it. They can head to your location to help you, or they can do everything through Zoom. And they are building the very best websites in the city of Houston, including with e-commerce capabilities. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.